It's Thursday, the 16th of April, and you're listening to Northland Views here on Sun Sounds of Arizona. This is your volunteer reader and Flagstaff, Chuck Kaufman, bringing you news from the WilliamsNews.com website, News of Williams and the Grand Canyon. Today we have these headlines: Adrian Alvarez named Coconino County Teacher of the Year, local students spend spring break in Europe, and Fredonia Fire receives rescue vehicle from Guardian Medical Transport. Starting with that first headline, Adrian Alvarez named Coconino County Teacher of the Year. This is from the 14th of April. Adrian Alvarez, a science teacher at the Grand Canyon School, was named the 2026 Coconino County Teacher of the Year last week. Alvarez holds a BA from National University and is board member of the Arizona Science Teachers Association. Gabrielle Nielsen of Flagstaff High School is named Rookie Teacher of the Year. Lifetime Achievement Awards were given to Dave Dirksen of the Coconino County Regional Accommodation District and Aaron Salona of Summit High School. Kevin English of Williams High and Flagstaff High's Logan Broom were also finalists for Teacher of the Year. This is the 13th year the award has been presented. Findlay Toyota is the event's lead sponsor and donated a special 2026 Toyota Camry on a one-year lease to Alvarez. And that's Adrian Alvarez named Coconino County Teacher of the Year. Our next headline, local students spend spring break in Europe. This is by Calvin Shoemaker from the 14th of April, Williams. For the second year in a row, the Travel Abroad program at Williams High School took a group of students across the pond to multiple European countries over spring break. From March 12th through the 22nd, seven Williams Vikings visited Ireland, Wales, England, and France. Guided by tour company Education Forward, the group made stops in places like Dublin, London, and Paris. Key destinations included Buckingham Palace, the British Museum, Eiffel Tower, and the birthplace of William Shakespeare. Program sponsor and trip lead Stephen Boyack, an IT specialist at the school district, said his highlight of the trip was seeing the students explore each city firsthand. For me, it's just walking them around on the city streets, getting them down in the streets, experiencing the local culture. That's the important thing to me, Boyack said. While students enjoyed seeing the architecture of Paris, most of them said the countryside and rugged coastline of Ireland was the main highlight of the trip. It was fun to be in the countryside of Ireland and see all the medieval castles, said junior Reese Kennedy, whose favorite site was Blarney Castle. For senior Alaya Torres, seeing the Mona Lisa at the Louvre Museum in Paris and also trying European-style McDonald's was memorable, but the scenic greenery of Ireland was unmatched. Senior Stephanie Gomez also favored Ireland, saying it felt more freeing and open compared to the other places they visited. However, she did mention how great the crepes were in Paris. Senior Zella Amariento said her favorite place was Paris, and that seeing the Irish landscape was also an eye-opening experience. Next year, the program plans on taking students to Japan. Students who sign up for the trip must be in good academic standing. Funding comes largely from students' personal dollars, with some public school tax credit funding as well. And that's local students spend spring break in Europe. Our next article, also from the 14th of April, Fredonia Fire receives rescue vehicle from Guardian Medical Transport. Flagstaff. Northern Arizona Healthcare's NAH, Guardian Medical Transport, GMT, recently donated a 2012 F-450 rescue vehicle to the Fredonia Fire Department, advancing emergency services in one of Northern Arizona's most remote regions. The handoff ceremony took place at Station 52 in Flagstaff and brought together a wide range of community partners, including members of NAH, GMT, the Coconino County Sheriff's Office, the the Coconino County Board of Supervisors, the Coconino Department of Health and Human Services, and the Fredonia Fire Department. Each organization that was represented at the ceremony significantly contributed to the donation effort. The rescue vehicle donation comes at a time after Fredonia experienced a challenging moment last summer. Health Services determined that Fredonia's existing emergency response vehicle system could benefit from a specialized rescue vehicle to respond to emergency medical calls, an urgent need that spurred community partners to step up. Spearheaded by GMT Director Vince Martinez, NAH answered the need with its donation, while public health officials worked alongside local leaders to ensure the fire department received the support required to continue serving its community effectively. Serving an expansive area of more than 640 square miles, the Fredonia Fire Department operates between the Grand Canyon and Kanab, Utah. In such a remote setting, every resource matters, and the addition of this rescue vehicle represents a transformative upgrade. With this vehicle now in service, the department is taking its first steps toward establishing a basic emergency medical technician, EMT, program, which will significantly enhance the level of care available to local residents. In a place where distances are long and help can be far away, having the right tools makes all the difference, said Fredonia Fire Chief Clayton Johnson. For the people around Fredonia, this isn't just an equipment upgrade, it's a renewed sense of security and a big step toward bettering our emergency response in a way our community deserves. This information was provided by Northern Arizona Healthcare. Fredonia Fire receives rescue vehicle from Guardian Medical Transport. Our next article, from the 14th of April, Coconino County Sheriff's Office recognizes Ben Tillman. Flagstaff. Coconino County Sheriff's Office recently recognized Ben Tillman, who has served with the Coconino County Detention Facility, the CCDF, for the past 11 years, for his continued dedication to professional growth and service to others. Mr. Tillman serves as a counselor within the Exodus program in the men's housing unit. Following the reopening of Exodus in 2023, he demonstrated a strong commitment to enhancing the quality of care and support provided to program participants by pursuing additional educational opportunities. After careful consideration of several programs, Mr. Tillman enrolled at Walden University, where he successfully completed the Addiction Counseling Professional Certificate Program, consisting of 80 hours of coursework. This accomplishment reflects his ongoing commitment to evidence-based practices and the well-being of those entrusted to CCSO's care. Mr. Tillman expressed sincere gratitude and appreciation for the support of his colleagues and the collective efforts of CCSO personnel. The Coconino County Sheriff's Office commends Mr. Tillman for his professionalism, dedication, and continued service to the community. This information was provided by the CCSO for Coconino County Sheriff's Office recognizes Ben Tillman. Next, we have an article by Calvin Shoemaker from the 14th. Young family fills need with general store, post office in Valley. Valley. Located near the intersection of Highway 64 and 180, Kay's General Store is a bit of a one-stop shop for the rural community of Valley. Opened last October by U.S. Navy veterans Bree and Chris Young, the grocery store, all under one roof at the main crossroads of a community known for its off-grid living, dark skies, and proximity to Grand Canyon National Park. Bree and Chris met at a farm in San Diego where they started a large-scale food waste, composting, and recycling company in 2012. The couple sold the business in 2018, opting to hit the road with their three kids at the time and travel the country. They ended up in Cottonwood, Arizona, before moving to Valley in 2021. The catchphrase for Kays is, "Everything in one place," Bree said. What we really want is for the community to be more involved with letting us know how we can serve them better. Bree says the couple's latest endeavor started out as a homeschool project for their oldest daughter and the business's namesake, Khaleesi, who wanted to start a business. The saloon-looking building right off US 180 near the Chevron gas station was for sale, and the family jumped at the opportunity. From close of sale to their grand opening, it took the young family 66 days to renovate the former Airbnb into what it is now, home of the Mean Bean Coffee Shop, named after their second daughter, Dharma, Kay's mini post office, and Kay's general store. A quaint, inviting market with air conditioning, free Wi-Fi, and a small play area for children, the store is a place to grab a bite to eat and stock up on some of life's necessities like pet food, paper products, bread, and other food offerings. It's also a place where locals can receive their mail with an annual or monthly membership and send prepaid postage. The amount of miles that people are traveling to get their mail on a regular basis is insane, Bree said. It's a huge game changer, I think, for everybody. But the Youngs aren't stopping there. They have expansion plans that include Kay's Canine Corral that will serve the community as a dog park and kennel. They're also looking to add more inventory to the grocery store and are continuing to grow as a community hub, catering to the unique needs of the area's residents. I want locals to know that this is here for them, and that we want to hear from them, Bree said. We can't make it what people need if we don't hear from them. While many come to Valley for its remoteness, a half an hour south of Grand Canyon, the pivotal junction in Arizona's most expansive county has a need for more local goods and services. In order to have a thriving community, people also need reasons to stay, Bree says, like places to work and businesses to purchase what they need without having to constantly drive to Tucson, Williams, or Flagstaff. We need to just make things more accessible to people, she said. I know that growth is frustrating because we all want small-town vibes, but I don't think there's anything wrong with us having a little downtown. Located off a gravel road at 435 Linger Lane, Kay's General Store opens daily at 7 a.m. and closes at 2 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and at 4 p.m. Friday through Sunday. A farmer's market grand opening is scheduled for 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, May the 9th, and will run continuously on the first and third Saturdays through November. For more, you can visit KS General Store. That's all one word, ksgeneralstore.com. And that's Young Family Phil's need with General Store, Post Office in Valley. This is your volunteer reader, Chuck Hoffman. I'd like to remind you that you can listen to Northland Views and other Sun Sounds of Arizona programming either streaming or at a time of your choosing by going to the Sun Sounds of Arizona website. And that's available at www.sunsounds.org, or you can download the Sun Sounds of Arizona app. And that's available for your iPhone or iPad from the Apple App Store, or for your Android phone or tablet from the Google Play Store. And you can always listen to Sun Sounds of Arizona as it streams on your Amazon Dot, Echo, or Show. Our next article, Williams Little League kicks off season. Calvin Shoemaker writes this article from the 14th, Williams. Williams Little League kicked off the season on Saturday. Opening day ceremonies included a colors presentation by Scout Troop 140, player introductions, and special recognition of the Williams Juniors baseball team that won the District 10 Tournament of Champions last summer. This year's league includes more than 260 players from the Williams and Grand Canyon region across 23 teams. League President Jenny Rigo thanked all the league sponsors, board members, volunteers, coaches, parents, and the Arizona Diamondbacks organization, which provides the league's uniforms at no cost as part of its youth jersey program. Diamondbacks mascot Baxter was on site and throughout the first pitch to get the season underway. And that's Williams Little League kicks off season. Next we have sports. Williams High softball team on a roll. Calvin Shoemaker writes this article from the 14th, Williams. The Williams High School softball team is on a roll as of late. The Lady Vikings picked up their fourth win in a row on Tuesday with an 11-0 win over conference opponent Mogollon after taking down 2A Northland Prep by a score of 11-1 last Thursday. Against Northland Prep, Danica Howe struck out 8 batters in 5 innings and drove in 3 runs at the plate. Howe, Kenzie Orozco, Adriana Baldwin, and Molly Kennedy all had multi-hit performances highlighted by a solo home run from Kennelly in the 3rd inning. Howe took the mound again on Monday, allowing only 1 hit in 5 innings. Howe and Baldwin each homered in the 1st inning versus Mogollon. The Lady Vikings' win streak also includes a 34-0 win over Sedona and a 10-7 road win at 3A Page earlier this month. The Williams High School girls have won 6 of their last 7 outings and are number 4 in the latest 1A state rankings as they head down the home stretch of the regular season. And that's Williams High softball team on a roll. Our next article, Trans Canyon Waterline Breaks, Prompt Additional Water Conservation Measures. This is back from the 9th of April, Grand Canyon. On April 11th, Grand Canyon National Park implemented additional water conservation measures on the South Rim due to a series of significant breaks in the 12.5-mile-long Trans Canyon Waterline that supplies water from the inner canyon for use in the park. Since mid-March, the park has faced challenges with water supply, and currently no water is being pumped to the South Rim. While the park remains open to visitors, the following measures have been enacted for the foreseeable future. Overnight guest lodging. Overnight lodging within the park remains available with reduced occupancy to conserve water. Hotel facilities and Trailer Village operated by Zanterra and Delaware North will contact impacted guests with existing reservations with the most up-to-date information regarding their stay. Overnight accommodations in Tucson, located outside the park, are not affected and remain fully open. Camping. Campgrounds will remain open, however, only dry camping will be permitted. Water spigots within the Desert View and Mather campgrounds will be turned off, though faucets and restrooms will remain operational. Water spigot access will still be available at the Camper Services dump station. No campfires will be allowed within Grand Canyon National Park. Fire restrictions prohibit all outdoor wood burning and charcoal fires, including campfires, warming fires, and charcoal barbecues. Operational services. The park remains open for day use. South Rim Food and Beverage Services, the Grand Canyon Clinic, the Canyon Village Market, and the Post Office remain open. These measures are crucial for ensuring the safety and sustainability of water resources. The goal is to restore full operational status for overnight lodging guests on the South Rim as quickly as possible. Existing conservation measures remain in place for the South Rim. Residents are being asked to help conserve water by limiting showers to 5 minutes or less, turning off faucets while shaving or brushing teeth, flushing toilets selectively, washing laundry with full loads, and reporting leaks to the appropriate offices. Hikers in the backcountry must carry all necessary water and methods to treat water. For the most updated information on water availability in the backcountry, visit the park's Key Hiking Messages webpage. This information provided by the National Park Service for Trans Canyon waterline breaks prompt additional water conservation measures. Next, we have WEMS K through 2 students shine in Bunnies, the musical. This is by Chelsea Pope, guest columnist from the 14th of April, Williams. There was something extra special in the air as the Williams Elementary Middle School K through 2 students took the stage for Bunnies, the musical, last Thursday. The day included an 8:30 a.m. showing for the students and guests and also a 5:30 p.m. performance for family and friends. Directed by music teacher Rainey Oliver, the program featured a delightful lineup of songs, including A Friendship Song by Second Grade Bunnies, Howl by First Grade Ferocious Wolves, and Adorable by the adorable Kinder Baby Bunnies. Each grade level brought their own unique charm to the stage, showcasing not only their musical talents, but also their confidence and teamwork. The kindergarten, first grade, and second grade performers worked hard to learn the songs, movements, and stage presence. Second graders took the lead speaking roles, and some first graders also had the opportunity to memorize some lines. Whether it was the enthusiastic singing, the joyful expressions, or the excitement of performing in front of family and friends, every student played an important role in making the show a success. A special thank you goes to Mrs. Oliver for directing such a fun and engaging production, and to all the teachers and staff who worked hard to help bring the musical to life. WEMS is so proud of all our young performers for their hard work and bravery on stage. Bunnies, the musical, was a wonderful reminder of the creativity and spirit that makes the school and community so special. And that's WEMS K through 2 students shine in Bunnies, the musical. Next, we have an obituary for Stephen Russell. Stephen Russell, a husband, father, brother, grandfather, great-grandfather, and Vietnam War veteran whose life was rooted in service, craftsmanship, and family, died on March 5, 2026 at his home in Queen Creek, Arizona. He was 80. He died peacefully, surrounded by his family. Born on December 19, 1945 in Williams, Arizona, Stephen Russell was the son of Joe and Ida Becker Russell. With the exception of his final years, Stephen spent nearly his entire life in Williams, where he built a community of friends and family. After 78 years in Williams, he moved to Queen Creek to be closer to his children and grandchildren. Stephen graduated from Williams High School, where he met the love of his life, Linda, whom he married in 1965. Not long after their wedding, he was drafted into the Vietnam War. He qualified as an M14 sharpshooter, and he served as an infantry sergeant with the Army's storied 101st Airborne Division, the Screaming Eagles. His military honors included the National Defense Service Medal, Good Conduct Medal, Vietnam Service Medal, and Vietnam Campaign Medal. After serving his country, Stephen returned home to Williams, where he and his wife raised two daughters, Stephanie Schulte and Janine Rotter. He built a decades-long career with Southern Union and later Unisource, working a total of 38 years in the utilities field before retiring. A man of steady hands and practical skill, Stephen devoted much of his free time to woodworking. He built cabinets, furniture, and closets, pieces that, for his family, became household fixtures and symbols of home. Above all, he enjoyed time spent in the company of those he loved, ideally with a John Wayne Western on in the background. In addition to Stephen's wife of 60 years, Linda Russell, he is survived by his children, Stephanie, Frank, Schulte, and Janine, Frank, Rotter. His siblings, Skip, Marshall Russell, and Beverly, Richard Cole. His grandchildren, Nicholas, Lauren Schulte, Brianna Schulte, Christian Craig, and Karina Marshall Rodder Ferries, and his great-grandchildren, Presley Farron and Finley Farron. Stephen is preceded in death by his parents, Joe Russell and Ida Becker Russell, and his brother, David Russell. Stephen Russell will be remembered for his quiet strength and unwavering devotion to his family. A funeral service will be held May 8, 2026 at 12 p.m. at Arizona Veterans Memorial Cemetery at Camp Navajo. That's 14317 Veterans Drive, Belmont, Arizona, 86015. Celebration of Life will be held at Rulu's 66 Bar and Grill, 514 East Route 66, Williams, Arizona, on May 8, 2026, from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. And that is the obituary for Stephen Russell. We'll end with a couple of items from the community calendar. First, the Friday Night Youth Group at Family Harvest Church, 220 South 7th Street, from 6 to 8 p.m. for ages 13 to 17. The evenings will be filled with games, food, worship, and the Word. For more, call Marietta Hughes at 928-814-8961 or Rennie Rincon at 928-699-9509. There'll be a Route 66 Centennial Community Cleanup, and that's Friday, April 24th from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at Curitin Park in Williams. Lunch, water, gloves, and trash bags will be provided, presented by the City of Williams. There'll be a Miss Williams Route 66 Centennial Essay Contest. They'll be accepting essays through May the 1st from Williams girls ages 15 to 21. Share your knowledge of Williams and Route 66 history and why you would like to be crowned Miss Williams Route 66 Centennial. Contact Pimi Bennett for more details at 928-853-7784 or pimi.bennett@yahoo.com. And that's just a couple of items from the community calendar. This is your volunteer reader, Chuck Kaufman. I'd like to thank you for joining me for this week's edition of Northland Views, News of Williams and the Grand Canyon. Remember, you can listen to Northland Views and other Sun Sounds of Arizona productions streaming on the Sun Sounds of Arizona website at sunsounds.org or on the Sun Sounds of Arizona app available for your iPhone or iPad from the Apple App Store or from the Google Play Store for your Android phone or tablet.